Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So, welcome. We've got a little bit of Boeheim's Army news that broke today. We've got some NBA draft news, and the new Syracuse football uniforms were revealed. I don't know if anybody realized that or not. That buzz only lasted for about 3 days, 2.5 days, right, Joe?
Yeah, all over the interweb.
All over the interwebs, and it was one of the most voted on polls that we ever put out, which is crazy. So, I mean, it's just some uniforms. I'm glad I did it, though, now that we know.
Right.
So, anyway, before we get into all that stuff, first, we got to talk about the good folks over at SeatGeek. If you don't already know, this is an app. You put it on your phone. And if you're deciding to go to a concert, a sporting event, a Broadway show, I mean, you name it, input this into the app, and it's going to scan the entire web for you to try to find you the best deal on the tickets that you're looking for. First of all, it does rate them 0 to 10, but that's not all it does. Just to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck, it lets you know by color coordination if you have a great deal. A green dot, that's a great deal. Yellow dot, that's an okay deal. And the red dot, not so good. So use promo code ACAA at checkout to receive $20 off your first purchase. That's, you know, a beer, a hot dog, or whatever. And you can save that $20 again by using the promo code ACAA to get to $20 off your first purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event, and we have the tickets. So, all right. So, before we get into this, the reviews. Thank you. The reviews have rolled in. I think we're going to do one today. I'll try to remember. I just sent some stuff out to the last guy there, and we appreciate that. It really helps us out on iTunes to get those reviews in as far as getting noticed on iTunes by someone searching for Syracuse Sports Podcast. And we're up there. We're probably the most rated. Last I checked, we are the most rated and reviewed Syracuse Sports Podcast, including all the big names, too. So thank you so much. We really, really appreciate all of you who take the time to do that. So there's that. And then we're going to do something a little bit different. Listen, this show is for Syracuse sports only. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what kind of beer I'm drinking. I'm not going to tell you about the Netflix movie I watched or, you know, all this stuff during this show. But Joe kills it. And if you've listened, you know this. Joe kills it in fantasy football, for instance, okay? So we thought of something that we wanted to do, and we're just going to call it overtime. And after the show close, after the music, and we sign off, we will let you know if there's going to be an overtime at the beginning of the show. You can stay tuned. And if you don't want to listen to it, you just shut it off. But if you want to stay tuned for some of that extra stuff, we'll let you know when it's happening. It'll be at the end of the show, so it's not going to interfere with any of our Syracuse sports news or anything like that. So a little something different. I mean, some podcasts pay for this or make you pay for this stuff via like Patreon and stuff like that. We ain't trying to do that. So, you know, and it's not going to be all the time. It'll be once in a while. I'm going to be a student, as I am a student here sometimes, but I'm really going to be a student because I suck at fantasy football. And I really need some help. Joe tried his best to help me last year with the team I already drafted, but Yeah, it's tough after the team's drafted, right, Joe?
Yes, yes. I caught that conversation a little bit too late.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna do that. The Cuse Militia overtime. So some scary.
Yeah, well, it's not gonna be just fantasy football stuff. You know, that's just some one topic going up leading up. Once you know the draft goes on, it's kind of tough to talk about fantasy football and you know give tips and stuff like that. But just anything in the news, you know, there's some times where there's something out there that's. Yeah, and it's not sports, you know, Syracuse sports related that still could be an interesting thing to talk about. So,
yeah,
you know,
whether it be sports
really
or whatever. One thing I will guarantee you it won't be.
And that is politics.
And that's politics. We don't play that game here. You come here for sports and some banter. We're not getting involved in all that.
No.
With that said, yeah, well, maybe we will talk about Netflix movies sometime, but. I mean, really?
That's you.
Yeah, that's me. It is me. I got a good one, too. I just watched. It's great. With Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. But I digress.
Oh, I watched that last night.
Oh, you watched it? It was good, right?
Watched it last night. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, okay. We said we weren't going to do this, but here we are.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, let's go. On to the next.
All right. So a scary moment for Trish. He's going to be okay. He had a leg injury overseas playing in Italy. And he actually had to sit out. His team ended up getting swept. But the plan for him is that he's still going to play for Boeheim's Army. So I guess it was a bone chip or something, Joe.
And yeah, that or a deep, deep bone bruise, one of the two, but enough to keep him out.
Yeah, enough to keep him out for his tournament there overseas. And unfortunately, that stuff happens. Hopefully he is going to be healthy enough to play for Boeheim's Army. And that's good news. So.
Yeah,
we wish
well, he's going to take his time. Yeah, it's too bad for him because he was the league MVP, and then when they were in the league semifinals, I believe, or something like that. So, that's definitely going to hurt for him, you know. But,
oh, absolutely. That sucks. That sucks because he's killing it.
He'll have a little bit of time, and hopefully he'll be good.
Yeah, and if you did follow the link that I shared on Facebook and Twitter, I voted. Joe voted. We all voted for... Boeheim's Army to add another player without having to pay any of the penalty, and we met that threshold. So thanks to everybody who's listening that voted. And so the rumor mill is Andrew White, which is one inside the Loud House has reported on, and Malachi Richardson even got the okay.
Yeah, that's the first day I saw him, or first time I saw his name get mentioned was a Syracuse.com article. So,
and Demetrius Nichols, he played last year. He did pretty good. And so those are the names in the rumor mill right now, and we'll just have to see what they end up doing. I'm sure it's probably all but a done deal. I just haven't announced it yet. Watch it happen right after this show, too. So that's all. How many times does that happen, Joe?
Oh, God.
You know what
Countless
I'm saying?
Times.
You're like,
Countless
oh, my
times.
Gosh. You're like, are you serious? So, anyway, something called the NBA. They have a draft every year. Some basketball players go to it. Oh, what's the NBA? I don't know. I have no idea. But there was news about it. And that news was, first of all, Darius Bazley took a very unorthodox path towards moving to the NBA. We were critics of it. I think I was mainly a critic of it, Joe, because like I think this is a great path. I'm actually all for this. There's the one thing, though, that I didn't like, and that was the decommit. And, you know, fans are like that. We're like that. Like, man, you know, we were high on him. But the decommit... Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match.
Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, I think it's a good path for kids. I think it's open. I think he is the pioneer of this, really, and he's opened up a lot of doors. And I think that you will probably have less of these decommit type situations because they see how successful it could be. A $14 million contract with Adidas last season, right?
And no.
What?
No.
It was a million guaranteed.
It was a million guaranteed from New Balance. It was essentially called an internship, and New Balance really isn't known for their basketball sneakers, so maybe they're trying to break into that, and they took a chance on a kid to possibly, you know, be their face of their possible and new, you know, sports apparel, something they probably haven't delved into too much. So if he ends up being good, then that's good for them. So they kind of just took a risk. And that's one of the things that I was going to say is that this path right here, there has been kids that have gone from high school and gone and played like a season overseas and then enter the draft, and, you know, they get paid playing overseas. But obviously some kids, 18 years old, don't want to go to a foreign country and play, you know, professional basketball against grown men. You know, that's sometimes tough. And in this situation, he wanted to play in the G League, and he found out real quick that I don't think he was ready, and he sat out and really didn't even play. Now, again, in this instance, it hurt him, but again, as well, I think him earning $1 million and getting that guaranteed cash, right, sitting out for a year probably
made.
Where did
I get the $14 million from? Where did I get?
Well, I think there's like a possibility. I think it's like a possibility to be more.
Oh, okay.
But you know, I think it's one of those things where if he got undrafted, then he probably wouldn't get any more. He'd just get them. You know.
Oh,
so
true.
I feel like it was almost like a down payment from New Balance in hopes that he's going to end up being good. So,
right. Well, I think he will, right? I mean, drafted 23rd by the Thunder.
Nothing's guaranteed in the NBA, man. There's not a lot of superstars.
No. Yeah. Well, good on him. First round, 23rd.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to hate on him, obviously. I mean, I didn't think it was going to end up this well. And for this instance, yeah, it didn't hurt. But again, I go along the side of just the college is basically the best stage to be seen at that age. And he wasn't seen, but obviously he did show that if he comes in shape and plays good at the combine, then you can still get drafted off potential. So,
yeah, and he's going to be Jeremy Grant on the team, right? Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, that's good on him, man. You know, look, I think that's a good path. I think it's probably, you know, something maybe, I mean, you know,
well, if you can make $1 million and sit out,
if you can make $1 million,
then of course that's a good path.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
I don't think every kid's going to be able to do that, though. But hey, you never know.
No, well, I didn't think he was going to be able to do it, so he proved me wrong, and kudos to him on that. So, Brissett.
Yep.
Brissett, he's going to participate in the Clippers NBA Summer League in Vegas. Mm-hmm. That's going to start in just about, just under 2 weeks here, July 5th.
Yes.
So. He that's not a contractual thing, correct, Joe? That's not he's not getting paid for the summer league. I don't think you get paid for summer league, bro.
I mean, I think they could be, but I think it's essentially just a tryout. Yeah.
Right. So, yep. This is the first time in like 18 years or something like that, or 20 years where we went back-to-back years and not having a Syracuse player get drafted in the first round. Tyus as well is.
I think it was not get drafted at all, I believe.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No one got drafted last year or this year, so.
Yeah, so Tyus, he did sign as an undrafted free agent with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he's got what's called an Exhibit 10 contract. And I read, like, all of the exact wording of what this is, and it's really confusing. And so Seth Goldberg, he tweeted out something that basically says this is – it's a variation of a two-way contract, and what it does is it basically allows the Timberwolves to have the rights to him. If he goes down to the G League, they can bring him up and put him down, and it's incentive for him because there's a minimum, I think it's a minimum of 5,000 and a maximum of 50,000 in this contract.
Okay.
And it allows him to move up and down, you know, wherever his potential seats him. And it's an incentive for him because he's getting paid to stay in the NBA as opposed to going overseas. So that's basically what that is. And we'll just have to wait and see how that pans out, I guess. You know, I don't know. It's kind of a weird contract. I mean, it's like, I think it says in there they have, they retain his rights, like the rights.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Maybe they're already signed him for his G League, for the G League team. And no matter what happens in the summer camp, you know.
Yeah. So.
So.
Anyway, that's it for those guys. And, you know, maybe you look back and you say maybe Brissett did shine a little bit in the combine. He did really good. He played well. He impressed a lot of people. But at the end of the day, even before the draft, he wasn't up on first round in the draft boards. And he also was critiqued fairly, fairly negative, not really negatively. He did good. He impressed, but they put together everything: his play at Syracuse his last year, and then the combine
right.
stuff, and where they think his potential leads, and how he fits into teams. Obviously, so maybe for Brissett, he might have would have should have known what he knows now. Maybe he'd have waited another year. Who knows? I don't know. Tyus, though, you know, this is his path. He had nothing left to do at SU. He's graduated. I think probably the right choice for him. Brissett is still up in the air. We'll just have to see. He's still trying out. So that's where he's
still
at.
Got a shot, you know. So, and team's definitely impressed. And if you can latch on to the Clippers, that's a pretty good organization right now. They made the playoffs, and a lot of people are saying that Kawhi Leonard, who was the finals MVP this year from Toronto, who opted out of his contract and is becoming a free agent, could possibly be signing there. So they could be a force to be reckoned with. So if he can latch onto that team, then he'd be on a pretty good team. So I'm cheering for him.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him too, obviously. So, you know, there's been a ton of recruiting news over the past few days, and this is not something we're going to cover in one episode. And it just, you know, sometimes we go through the offseason like, what are we going to talk about? It has been nonstop this year. You know, it just hasn't stopped. And right when we're thinking, you know, we'll plan a two-part recruiting 2020 recruit episode. We'll do two parts, and then a bunch of, who knows, it'll be in the middle of Boeheim's army or something. So, you know, we're just going to have to put it together and give it to you in little bits at a time. But something fun did happen. Something fun, real fun happened, and that was the unveiling of the uniforms for Syracuse football, and they got rid of those awful numbers. That was the worst. The numbers in, like, the collaboration of, like, the gray and the stripes all over it and everything, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Really bad. I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't care that much about the uniform, but...
Right.
But the new ones, when you stack them up against what was unveiled Friday night, I mean, you got to look at that and be like, wow, what a freaking upgrade. Got the classic font back, a little bit of old school feel. I love the orange, you know, the all orange with the blue helmet. I think that's awesome.
Yep.
What'd you think, Joe?
Yeah, a lot of times it's tough to view because a lot of times new usually means, you know, people kind of latch on to new more than old, you know, so
true.
You never know if someone's really going to like it or if, but I do remember the last uniforms a lot of people were a little negative on, and I like them. They do, like, I saw a lot of the comments on social media and everything like that, and I would agree that they do kind of look like the Cleveland Browns uniforms.
Oh, The Cleveland Browns have brown pants, bro.
Dude, I'm saying like the design. Some of the orange. I mean, you go against the blue, and it's just the orange and the white. Like, it kind of looks like. Okay. I mean,
all right, yeah, absolutely. It looks like Illinois too.
Yeah.
The blue and the white the orange and the white do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many combinations that they can do and stuff. So I just think it's going to be one of those things where I think that there's going to be fans that, you know, they like some combinations and others that like others. And they're probably, like past seasons, going to leave it up to probably captains or a team vote on, you know, which ones they wear, like home and away and stuff like that. And some they might have to, you know, contractually wear a numerous amount of times. We don't really know that. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of like what you said. I look at it like I know which team is my team out there. And if the kids like them, and the kids are getting to choose the combinations and put in, get some input. Cause I do believe that some football players had some input in the design.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, as long as they're cool with it and they like it, and recruits, you know, just little things like that sometimes can push a recruit over the edge if they know that they have that type of, you know, freedom. So, I mean, they like them. I like them, but I mean,
the hype around a uniform, though. I mean, I guess everybody's team has that kind of hype around a uniform. But it was really hyped. Like the trailer, the video, and everything. Like it was like freaking, yeah. It was pretty dope, dude.
It was. Yeah, they definitely put in some good work. That was good stuff. So, I would have actually loved to have been there. I heard that it was a good time. My girlfriend's brother, he had a guy he went to high school with that was there, and
attorney
actually
star.
I believe it was Mitch on Twitter. That Mitch,
oh really, the barber?
Yeah.
From New York City.
I think
he's from
Brooklyn. I have no idea, but
well, there's a couple of Mitches, but there's one I know more because he tweets more. Have to figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But either way, yeah, there was some guys out there, so that I knew that they had a great time, thought it was awesome. I believe they played the video and then had the guys come out live and wear the uniforms and stuff. So
yeah, I saw the picture. It's pretty cool. So we did the poll on it, and then I'm going to do some impromptu comments. Okay. Did the poll on it on Twitter, 548 votes, 80% love them. 5% said they stink. And 15% are undecided. So you got more undecided than you are haters of it.
Yep.
At J Evans BCBNJ, he says, I like them, but they could have done without the numbers on the shoulders. With that and the stripes, seems like too much, but overall, they did a great job. So a little critique, but he likes them, I guess.
Yeah.
At the Big E _228, massive improvement. Let's see here. At Sarah Q's 44. This is clever. It's at SYRAQSE 44.
Okay.
I said the new uniforms are so much better than the current ones with those stupid numbers. Yes, those numbers suck. They're terrible. They look like a reflection in water or like a shadow. You know how they're real like tall and everything? They're like so dumb. So dumb. Seriously. At Orange Cop 44, at the time he said, currently 8% of you are morons. It must have been the haters. So
yeah.
At Bills 1998, they look much like the Browns, which is, that's Joe's comment. So,
yeah.
You know, I can see it a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and deny it, I guess. But we also went on Facebook with it. And Facebook, 140 votes, not too bad, I guess. 140 votes, but 93% said they loved them, and 7% said they were a pile of poop, with my poop emoji.
Nice.
So yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of fans that just like the old school kind of just solid colors, you know.
I'll tell you what, you know what I like. You want to really know what I like? And this is
gotta
probably
move with the times.
This could be tacky, but I don't know. I think it's cool. The orange jersey with the orange pants and the orange cleats and an orange helmet. Is that too much?
All orange?
All orange, dude. Just orange it out. Just orange.
Well, orange out, yeah.
That's what I do in college football 2014 on PS3, by the way. All my home games are solid orange. And that's how I think it
makes
should
sense.
Be. That's how I think it should be. So did you want to... mention anything else real quick? We got a little bit of time if you did want to. Anything on the recruiting front? We had a lot of recruits visit. We had a 4-star coming in to visit.
And oh, yeah. Well, like, I mean, with as far as the recruiting goes, again, we're not going to be able to hit up everything right here in this episode. Of course, we'll have a recruiting episode. But
yeah, we're just going to have to do a tiny bit of overtime, I think, Joe.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, it's tough because, again, I mean, there's an early signing period now, so a lot of times people just think, oh, end of June, July, like season hasn't started yet. Who cares about recruiting? Like, come December.
And I mean, they're 2020s. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, some people don't, they're like, oh, they won't even play till next year. But I mean, this recruiting class is important. And they can sign once the season starts. By the time the season's over, and hopefully, cross my fingers, knock on wood, we're waiting for a bowl game, we have an early signing period where these kids can sign before the actual signing period in the first week of February. So as much as people want to make it seem like it's so far away and these kids aren't even going to be playing until next year, like, they only have six to seven, 8 months here to make their decision and actually play, their high school season as well, too. So recruiting right now is, recruiting right now is important, even though it's just not always on the forefront of people's minds. So, and we had 7 recruits in the last week since we, had these camps the last couple of weeks and boosted our commits up from 3 to 10. And, some exciting players. I know we had a guy from Florida that was teammate from Cornelius Nunn last year. And then we also got a punter that stole right from Athens, Georgia, which was right in Georgia's backyard. And, we posted that or shared that website or that article from Inside the Loud House that Paul wrote. And according to, the kicking recruits in the kicking classes or whatever, he's a 5-star and he was the number 5 punter. So,
well, they rate other positions too. It's just I guess they branch out. So,
right,
we'll get the info on that. But what they do is they don't rate anybody that they haven't seen in person, and they don't get to see everybody. They get to choose who they see. So it's elite. It really is.
Right.
So
right.
For everybody that was poo-pooing the 5-star punter, I mean, think twice for real, because as Joe, you and I talked about a lot last year, special teams was huge for us last year.
Yeah.
And
our special teams has been huge. Think about the punters that we've been putting through. Think about the field goal kickers we've been putting through.
All right.
That's important. But usually a lot of times when you look at, the recruiting classes, and you're going to look at like ESPN's recruiting class or 247 Sports recruiting class, they're not going to give you kudos for like a punter or, even like the guy, our long snapper, Matt Keller.
Yeah.
In the past 4 years, he was in the Under Armour All-American game. So that means he was one of the best long snappers, but because it's not looked at as, long snappers don't score touchdowns, they don't throw touchdowns, but it's an important position. And, no one really looked at that guy as being a great pickup. But, you look at having a long snapper like that for the past couple of years. Sterling Hoffrichter was a similar type of recruit with a guy that we just signed there. And then you look at Andre Schmidt coming in and winning the Lou Groza Award, and the fact that I used to fear. I mean, this wasn't so long ago. I used to fear, kicking punts and kickoffs to other teams, especially, And I mean, most recently, Jameson Crowder from Duke a couple of years back, he blew that whole game open with that punt return, and it was just, I was so nervous about just giving up them special teams play or something like that. And our special teams has just been so much better and grown exponentially under Dino Babers. So getting a guy like this is just going to continue, because you got to remember Sterling Hoffrichter, our only punter on our team, is a senior. So.
Right. Yeah. And
so
by the way,
don't poo-poo the punter.
Don't poo-poo the punter. His name's James Williams, by the way. And
yes,
he was the Coles kicking rating is what he was rated by. It's 5 stars. Right. He's the number 5 punter in this cycle and a number 12 kicker. So he can do both. And he's in line to join the Orange, but we do have you know, we can still have the Hoff Richter. And but here's the well, by the time he comes in, right,
he'll be gone. Yeah. So I
by
mean,
the time he comes in, he's going to take his spot. So one interesting thing though about James Williams, he said he was quoted as saying, "I choose Syracuse because its football program is on the rise with Dino Babers leading the team." I mean, how is that for a direct quote? Why you want to join the Orange? Like, I mean, hello,
as a punter, you can go anywhere, and
Yeah, absolutely. So
I mean, realistically, if you're a punter, you want to punt a lot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So going to a bad team or a team that can't move the ball, you're going to be punting a lot. So, but yeah, no, he wants to win, and he comes from, I mean, again, he's from Athens, Georgia, which is exactly where Georgia plays, and there's still time where obviously he could, you know, it's just a verbal commit, but.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the disclosure on the commits is – none of them are going to be official until they sign a national letter of intent. And there's two ways that they can do it. The early signing period or the national signing day. And the early signing period is December 18th through 20th. And the national signing day is February 5th. So,
And it's crucial for us. And that's why I talk. And I know a lot of times you're like, oh, it's 2020. And you know, some people are just, it's the middle of the summer. And but that early signing period is crucial for us. That's why recruiting is just so big for us early, because I can't tell you how many times some of our best recruits have gotten flipped and gone to other schools in between that time. If we had an early signing period and they signed, like between that December 18th to 20th to February, like between those months or those days, we've had so many guys get flipped and we've lost some good guys. So that early signing period really, really helps us out.
Yeah. So, all right, Joe, that it?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah. Yeah. We can explain more about that punter stuff. We're not that good at it, though. So if you want to, you can still go ahead and look at that inside the Loud House.
Yeah. Go to my go to our Facebook, our Twitter, and we posted it at. It was from Paul over at Inside the Loud House. Breaks it down, and this is why I like Inside the Loud House. Before we started collaborating with them, they will quote people. They'll give you the sources. They'll give you their opinion, and then they'll give you like they'll let you know exactly what is Cole's kicking. They let you know, and it's short and sweet, and everything's short and sweet and to the point. So, all right, well, I think that's going to do it. I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank you if you're sharing it with your friends. I appreciate that. For the reviews, we appreciate that. Keep those coming. Yes. We'll pick one of those in the next episode. And I want to thank Armchair All-American, SeatGeek, MyBookie, and James on Guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.